Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan, your wellness and life strategist. I'm here to guide you on your next life adventure. From mindset to self-care and everything in between, my job is to break it down for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, I just wanted to pop in here quickly to tell you the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain you. I wanted to clarify that I am not a practicing psychologist or a medical doctor, so if you are experiencing any medical concerns or conditions, to please speak to your medical professional. So let's get back to the podcast. Hello, everybody. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? It's your girl, Jenny Jordan, and I have a cold. Well, I could pass off as one of the Muppets, maybe Mr. Heat Miser. I'm not really sure, but I am rocking this stuffy head like you would not believe, but I wanted to still pump out a podcast for my loyal listeners because I love you all and I will literally put my throat on blast for you. But this is going to be short and sweet today because I am not sure how long my voice is going to last, but it's going to be about taking care of yourself when you are a hot mess express like I am today. But oh, I'm just taking a deep breath because you know what? This week has been really trying. I woke up on Monday feeling just tired and congested. And first of all, I'm going to blame my husband on this. He came home from Atlanta and he had a stuffy head. And I was like, do you have the vid? You got the vid. And of course he didn't. And I don't have COVID or anything, but just a stuffy head. And I talk about this all the time. Literally when the temperature changes and it swings from hot to cold, I get sick. I don't know what to do with my body. I literally feed it well. I take my vitamins. I go to the gym. I do all the things, but my body's like, hell no, girl. I'm going to bless you with this stuffy head. So, but my husband literally coughed and like hacked for like 10 days. And I was like, wow, I'm doing really well. I'm not getting this cold. And I'm so proud of myself. It's all my vitamins. And I'm doing all the things of Ayurveda and the teas and the spices and the minerals. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Well, on the 11th day, God granted me said head cold. But I'm actually doing quite well. George, oh, God bless him. I showed my friends on Instagram and in my my groups that I teach, my sister school and my wellness group, he made me a kit and it has like Cepacol cough drops, the ones that like literally numb your face off, and Mucinex cough drops. And it had nasals, like saline sprays. And he bought me like Mucinex, like things that you can take that gets rid of like the stuffy head, and new teas and stuff because he felt bad. So he made this little kit for me because he knows when I get a cold, it lasts forever. So I am literally 4 days in and I'm feeling pretty good. So thank you, Ayurveda School, and teaching me the things I need to do, staying active. Oh, sometimes I can't breathe. I'm trying to talk too much, but staying active, eating well, taking my vitamins, doing the tea, staying hydrated, but also rest. Many times during a cold, I would just like curl up in a ball and hang out with Tessa and just like fester in the scuzziness of a cold. But I'm really trying to stay like positive and talk to my clients. And I'm like, bear with me, my voice. And my clients are just freaking fabulous. Like, I love you guys. And You know, some of them are sending me like little messages and little packages. And like, seriously, I really love what I do because, you know I go above and beyond with coaching and doing what I do and giving out more value than probably anybody should do for coaching. But it returns in tenfold with my clients. But they're always checking in on me and just, what's up? I love you guys. So, but what I'm trying to say today is when you get a cold, there's two ways. Oh my gosh, I didn't turn off my mail. Like literally, I'm a hot mess right today. This is it. You're getting the live today on a podcast because I'm trying to get this thing done before tomorrow because this is the first time I had a voice in days. But when you are sick, there's two ways to handle it. One, crawl up on the couch and pray. That was the old Jen. I would literally do that. I would just like do what I need to do, show up for my clients, be the best I can be, and like go downstairs and just lay on the couch and like drink my soup and watch like Suits on Netflix. But this time around being in Ayurveda school, I've really been taking like a different approach to it. And it was just like drinking my immunity tea and taking my spices and like taking my vitamins and making sure that I'm just eating well and still being active. And that could be like going for a walk with my geriatric dog, even though it's not very far because I can't like kill her on a walk, but just being outside, getting some fresh air, even though it like literally rains every day, opening the windows. Many times when we are sick, the germs are still in the room. So I would turn on the fan, open the windows. I would spray some of that like disinfecting spray, which is probably like poison in a bottle. So that's probably not very Ayurveda, but spray the room. But I would leave the fan on for like 20 minutes. And George calls it the tornado. He loves the fan, but I have it on like mega. The thing is like knocking over everything in the room. And so it's just literally having all the germs get out of the room. And I'm like just washing my hands, using hand sanitizer when I go to the gym because I go to yoga because your girl needs her yoga. Like when I started yoga, like in October, I was like, this shit's nuts. I can't do this. My brain doesn't function like this. I am like not functioning if I don't take yoga. And I take yoga 3 times a week, lift twice a week, cardio once or twice a week. These are the ways that I still need to function for my body. And it works for me and I'm feeling better. Granted, I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I am feeling good. So, like I said, two ways to take care of yourself. One is you can lay in the pit of agony and wish it goes away. Or two, step into your power and take your fruits, your vitamins, your minerals, your tea, stay active. Wash your hands. Dear Lord, wash your hands. Like we all learned during COVID, like how to literally wash your hands like a toddler. Like wash your hands, especially when you go to the grocery store and like to the gym and like anywhere. Like everybody shakes hands. Like literally use some hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer does not replace washing hands. I hate to tell y'all because we all invested in like 500 gallons of hand sanitizer. Like you can use hand sanitizer like 5 times before you literally need to wash your hands. So be smart. It is cold flu season. My next door neighbor, poor girl, I love her. Like she literally got the flu and then they all got pink eye. And I'm like, it's the season. The seasons are changing from winter into spring. Like I think we turn back our clocks or spring forward our clocks or whatever this weekend. So be mindful of that here in the States. So it's just like, okay, be smart, make good decisions. Life is all about making decisions. It's just a matter of it's a good one or a bad one. So on that note, guys, I love you all. Thank you so much for being patient in this very quick-witted, less than 10 minutes podcast. So once again, If you need support, if you need some loved on, if you need somebody to just listen to you babble about life, your girl is here. So there's two, three ways to even work with me. One, Sister School, which is my monthly coaching with all my ladies, and I love them. Two, sign up for my wellness group. Love that. It's under $20, and you get to work with me a couple times a month. And three is my favorite, which is private coaching, and that's the most inclusive way to work with me. It's like weekly, it is intense, it is amazing, it's fun, it's laughter, and it's also getting you from point A to point B and getting the shit done. That's what I like to say. So I love private coaching because literally that's my jam. So on that note, everybody, I love you all so big. Thanks for being amazing. And once again, reach out to me on social media and tell me that you're listening to this podcast because I love to meet my listeners. Mwah. Love you all so big. Take care and talk to you next.